This is an MP3 audio clip from the weekly People First radio broadcast.
CHLY 101.7 Nanaimo.
Addiction affects nearly 400,000 people in British Columbia. Those who suffer from this disease are not only the visibly homeless, they come from every socioeconomic, geographic, cultural, and age demographic. And their struggles include not only addiction to illicit drugs, but also the more prevalent addictions to alcohol and gambling. Last week, the British Columbia Medical Association released a policy paper called Stepping Forward, Improving Addiction Care in British Columbia. The lead author of the report and chair of the Medical Association's Council on Health Promotion is psychiatrist Dr. Xiaohua Liu. He's on the line with us today. Welcome to People First Radio, Dr. Liu.
Thank you for inviting me.
I'm wondering if we could start out with what was perhaps the most widely reported recommendation from your report, and its first recommendation, in fact, that addiction be formally recognized as a chronic treatable disease under the BC Primary Care Charter and the BC Chronic Disease Management Program. Tell us more about that.
Addiction has always been recognized as a process that causes social harm, dating back to the days of Aristotle and certainly in all ancient cultures. What we have come to understand over the past decade or so is, with accumulation of research, clinical experience, that addiction is indeed a treatable disease with real biological factors. British Columbians suffers from addictions. Our physicians have been treating patients with addictions ever since it's been a problem. What we want to do at this point is to formally recognize that addiction indeed is a chronic disease. And by doing so, what it helps is to create a more comprehensive treatment plans, flow sheets, and to treat addiction from a more holistic fashion.
It's an interesting, in the Victoria Times columnist just this past week, chief of police was commenting that, this more serious problem is alcohol-related addiction issues, that people acting out in public, and there's been such a focus on street addiction to hard drugs that the other aspects of addiction seem to have fallen by the wayside. And yet, according to the statistics, a vast number of people in British Columbia are addicted. 1 in 10, that's 400,000 British Columbians, suffer from some form of addiction or dependence, and that's not including tobacco. So this is sort of a timely approach that you're hoping to put into place here.
Yes, and what we see of the homeless population and the criminal elements of addiction is the tip of the iceberg. And it's behind all of that is in the everyday community, where individuals who we work with, our family members with addictions, that make up the bulk of the social and human tragedy that afflicted by addiction.
That's right. Another statistic here is 1 in 10 patients in Vancouver General Hospital's emergency department was there due to substance abuse problems. Something like 48,000 hospital days in BC were utilized for purposes of substance abuse. That's including, things like 31,000 people with severe gambling problems, high probability of alcohol dependence, 120,000. They're pretty serious statistics.
They're serious statistics. I work at Vancouver General Hospital, and I'm aware of that report, and I would have to say, based on our understanding, that is probably even a low estimate of the problem associated with addictions. And what we generally see in addiction is, in the community, is someone who's intoxicated. But what other things that we don't see are, for example, individuals who are in their 50s become demented because of alcoholism, so require long-term care support. We don't hear about the 19-year-old kid who have an alcohol binge and wound up being an paraplegic for the rest of his life. Those are the challenges that we face each and every day. And so the visible problem associated with alcohol is both devastating in the long term, but the other thing is it really affects the social and economic status of a community.
Dr. Liu, you mentioned the social and human tragedy associated with addiction, untreated addiction, and you also used the phrase the tip of the iceberg. We've been talking here about the way society views addiction and the notion of, I suppose, people in hardcore street-oriented addictions being just the tip of the iceberg. I'm wondering, how did we get here? What is the tendency within society and within our systems to view addiction as, I imagine, always somebody else's problem and it has nothing to do with us or our family?
Because there's tremendous shame and stigma. And shame and stigma arise from the real fact that there are, up to this point, a lot of people think there are nothing you can do about addiction. Drug addict, you're seen as somebody who almost a cast off in society. We don't see that, in fact, people do get better. People can make changes. There are medical and social as well as psychological interventions that can help individual recover. When there are the perception that a disease cannot be treated, there's a lot of fear. Most individual will not, and that's a BCMA survey, Canadian Medical Association survey recently showed that most individual would not socialize co-worker with addiction. Most individual would not volunteer to talk about their personal or family addictions because there's tremendous shame. And so how we get here in terms of all the problem and we don't see is this prejudice that we all have, that addiction, one can't do anything about it. And it is by breaking those barriers and recognizing that it is a disease, there are meaningful treatment approach that we can take to help these folks. That's when we're going to get somewhere.
This is People First Radio. We're talking with Dr. Xiaohua Liu about the British Columbia Medical Association's recent policy paper on addictions care in the province. Dr. Liu, over 48,000 hospital days in BC in 2004 and 5 were utilized for substance abuse. And according to the documents that we have here that accompanied your paper, those were enough hospital days to fill Kelowna General Hospital every day for a year. Can the government really afford not to formally recognize addiction as a chronic treatable disease?
And I cannot agree with you more, because the statistic on substance abuse costs in Canada, extrapolate that, it costs British Columbia in 2002 about $6 billion a year in terms of healthcare costs, law enforcement, insurance problems, lost productivity to BC in 2002. That's probably about $1,500 a year. And if we don't treat that, that cost come out of somewhere else.
What's the response to your paper so far to this endeavor?
When we drafted this paper, we spoke to health authorities throughout British Columbia, including the Vancouver Island health authorities. We have contacted the ministry, and we have overwhelming support for our paper. We are incredibly encouraged that the Vancouver Sun editorial board has given us a full support in Tuesday's paper, I believe. And also, Minister Abbott have come out and say, yes, he agrees that addiction is indeed a chronic treatable disease. And so I think the public is ready to step forward, pardon the pun about our report, and is ready to step forward and to really take this illness and bring it to light.
Is there anything that the average person could do to help endorse this, this proposal? And what could we do?
I think the average person can do a lot. I think by talking about it, by understanding more about it, by keeping an open mind and understand the impacts of addiction, to learn more about the issues. And your previous segment is on voluntarism. There are tremendous amount of opportunity for individual to get to understand what this disease and issues are. I think the public awareness can make substantial impact. Look at cancer. In the 1940s, 1950s, it is a highly stigmatized disease. We would not think of that problem as something that one would discriminate against or have a stigma now. And I think we are ready to move forward. And by recognizing addiction as a treatable illness, we will be actually the first province in Canada to do so. So we are in the cutting edge in the nation.
You know, it is extraordinary to hear you mention that at one time cancer was a disease that was highly stigmatized, and you know, I had forgotten that. I'd heard that, I'd read about that, but it does seem extraordinary that that was the case at one point in time. And, you know, I hear you speaking about British Columbia potentially being the first province in Canada to recognize the chronic and treatable nature of the disease of addiction. And from what I gather from what you've said, there's been a fair amount of positive response, at least in comments. I'm wondering, what will it take for this this recognition to impact the BC Primary Care Charter and the BC Chronic Disease Management Program? I'm just wondering if there's a little bit more there that we need to watch for.
Yes. One of the ones government give us approval for the chronic disease charter, we will strike up committees to develop flowcharts to encourage primary care physicians to approach addictions in a more holistic fashion and in a more standardized fashion. So that's one component. Other element involve greatly expanding current detoxification of residential treatment spaces. We also recommend greater integration and communication between community resources and physicians as a whole. And we also point the light onto BCMA itself by encouraging greater education and training from medical student education all the way to subspecialty recognition of addiction. So it is not just one single recommendation, but to put it in the full spectrum, all the way from research process to frontline education, and also in building greater capacities.
Dr. Liu, we have just about a minute left here in our time. I'm wondering if there's anything else you'd like to add to our conversation today.
I think what we need to know is whether or not we accept it as a chronic disease or not. It is a chronic disease. The recognition is what will help make it move forward. Just as hypertension is a chronic disease, addiction is a chronic disease. And we just want to advocate that addiction be treated like any other disease, no more, no less, and give it the funding and the resources that it truly deserves, given the scope and the impact of its problems.
I'd like to thank you very much for joining us today. We appreciate taking the time, and it's a very amazing plot that's afoot coming out of the BC Medical Association. We'd really like to thank you for sharing with us.
And thank you for your interest, and thank you for your listeners' interest.
Thank you very much.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Dr. Xiaohua Liu is a clinical assistant professor in the Department of Psychiatry at University of British Columbia, a psychiatrist at Vancouver General Hospital, and chair of the British Columbia Medical Association's Council on Health Promotion. He was the lead author of the recent policy paper, Stepping Forward, Improving Addiction Care in British Columbia. Now, that policy paper is available online at www.bcma.org. And BCMA, of course, stands for the British Columbia Medical Association. That interview with Dr. Xiaohua Liu was first broadcast on People First Radio April 2nd, 2009. And I look forward to reconnecting with Dr. Xiaohua Liu this fall and reviewing what has happened in the meantime since the paper was released in the early spring of 2009.
People First Radio is an initiative of Columbian Centre Society in partnership with Radio Malaspina Society's CHLY 101.7 FM, CHLY.ca, community radio from Nanaimo, British Columbia. The opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily of these organizations.